Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of marketing for Perion. It's a very fun job to have these days. There's growth is happening all over the country. We were just down in South Florida, Dave Sandoval and myself, for a fantastic weekend, a great Super Saturday in Deerfield Beach, as well as our first meeting ever in Orlando, Florida. Before that, Dave was up in Tarrytown, New York, visiting with the folks up in the Northeast. So good things happening all over the United States, and so I wanted to just make a couple of announcements before we started up our training called Creating a Winning Mindset. I've got Ian Farrar, Double Diamond, from Greenwich, Connecticut, standing by. Dave Sandoval, I know, is listening in, so if he wants to jump in at any time, he's certainly welcome to do so. But before we start our training on Creating a Winning Mindset, just want to make sure that everybody knows we got new recipes pouring in from all over the country. Our corporate office is making a bunch of recipes with the Love product, and we certainly appreciate all of your recommendations. We've got a new recipe booklet that'll be coming out here shortly. More videos from Dave, and you know this Love product is just taking on a life of its own. If you have not heard, we were just certified seal of approval from the Diabetes Resource Center. Huge news, nearly 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic, about one out of every three people in the country. So Love is a big deal on a lot of levels, and we'll certainly be talking about the mission side of the business here this evening. And it couldn't be any easier to share the Love right now, because for every five gift cards that you get redeemed, we'll send you five more for free. And we've got folks that have already had almost 30 gift cards redeemed this month. So the month is 21, 22 days into the month, and there are folks that are getting two gift cards a day redeemed. Certainly lots of people that are getting one gift card a day redeemed, and we've got many, many, many people who are getting one gift card a week redeemed. And after tonight's call, I'm sure your belief level and your activity level will be increasing. And all I can do is just encourage you to hand out those gift cards, share the love, let people experience the product, let them experience the system, and good things will happen. So I'm glad that we're having people do that. Yesterday was the most gift cards ever redeemed in the history of the company. In fact, it was a record-breaking day that's about 3 to 10 times higher than the daily redemptions that we were experiencing just a few months ago. So Dave and the company have put their money where their mouth is as far as making it easy as possible to get this product out into the marketplace. So we like to say that you have an opportunity to partner with the manufacturer, and right now the manufacturer is doing some serious partnering. We've got more components of that promotion going on, but that's the piece that's certainly capturing people's imagination, is that you can hand out gift cards and literally have an unlimited supply of free gift cards. And that's elevating people's excitement level. It's elevating people's belief, which leads me right into our training here this evening, which is about belief. You know, if you want to affect people's behavior, if you want to positively persuade people, whether it's promotion, whether it's leadership, it's a two-step process. The first step is believe, and the second step is instill belief. Believe, instill belief. In fact, in some ways, it's almost like a cycle in which you believe something, and then you take an action. You do something, and then something good happens, and then you believe more. And then you take more action, and then you believe more, and then you take more action, and you take bigger actions, and you try new things, and then you believe more. And from a business standpoint, that's called momentum. And that's why momentum feeds on itself. That's why momentum is contagious, is that there's belief, action. The belief gets bigger, the actions get bigger, and that's how momentum creates momentum. And that can be on an individual basis as well. In fact, I've got a good buddy of mine who's a long-time, three-decades personal trainer, and he talks about the power of stretching your comfort zone. Not getting outside of your comfort zone, but stretching your comfort zone. And what he talks about is exactly what I just described, which is you believe something, and you stretch your comfort zone. You try something new that you feel confident enough to step forward and do that you have not done before. And then when you do that, you feel good about yourself. You feel good about making the effort, and especially feel good if that effort is productive. And when that effort is productive, then you're going to stretch your comfort zone more. That's how you grow as a person. So don't try to do things outside of your comfort zone. When you try to do something outside of your comfort zone, that means you're trying to do something outside of your belief level. So you've got to have your belief grow to the point that you're willing to take action. And that's why we have the gift card system, and that's why it's so successful, is because most people's belief level is big enough to at least offer something to for free to people. So people may not have a high enough belief level to present the compensation plan. People may not have a high enough belief level to dig deep into all 37 ingredients of the love product, but most people have enough of belief to hand out the gift card and let people experience the product for themselves. So low belief equals low action equals low check. Big belief equals big action equals big check. So tonight, we're going to focus on what's slowing you down. Because you're only as good as your weakest link. You're only as good as the piece of belief, the component of your business that your belief level is small in. So if we can get your belief level up, especially in the weakest areas, then that's really where you're going to fly. So we're going to check your belief level. As an entrepreneur, we're going to check your belief level in network marketing. We're going to check your belief level in our products. We're going to check your belief level in your business. And we're going to help you to raise and elevate your belief level in every single action. And belief doesn't come out of thin air. It's grounded in information, which then becomes emotionally charged, hopefully positively, based upon surrounding yourself with positive people and surrounding yourself with good information. If you're surrounding yourself with good information, if you're surrounding yourself with successful and positive people, people who have a high belief level in themselves as entrepreneurs, people who have a high belief level in the product. You know, I watched Dave present several times here this weekend, but most importantly on Saturday afternoon. And people were absolutely captivated by his presentation. Why were they captivated by his presentation? Because his belief level is so high. You know, his belief level is so high in nutrition, and in green foods, and in whole foods, and in raw foods, and in our foods, that there was not one question from one person whether what he was presenting was authentic or not. And, you know, authenticity to me is the most important part of instilling belief in others. If you say something with passion and you say something with integrity and in a truthful way, if you clearly believe something, then people are going to pay attention. So if your belief level on whole foods and green foods and Purium products are not high, listen to some Dave Sandoval presentations. Make sure that you get some time with him and your belief level will be through the roof. But before we get to product, let's quickly talk about yourself, and I'm going to bring Ian Farrar on to talk about belief in network marketing. So it starts with belief in yourself and your team, the people that you surround yourself. Now understand, you are in complete control out of how much you get paid. Let me say that again. You are in complete control of how much you get paid in Purium. We all have the same products. We all have the same compensation plan. We all have the same conference calls. You choose to be on the call, and I appreciate you being on the call. I appreciate it for your own benefit because the people on the call tend to do better than the people who don't. So everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. And, you know, there's the great story of Roger Bannister. Roger Bannister is the guy who broke the four-minute mile. People said for a long, long time that that could never be done by a human being. Then he did it, and sure enough, within a few years, several people had done it. Same thing with climbing Mount Everest. Hillary and Torge, they climbed Mount Everest, and then sure enough, several people did it. So once you break that mental barrier, it's not only a personal thing, it's even an institutional thing. So your belief level in yourself and surrounding yourself with good people, surrounding yourself with good information about being an entrepreneur is really important. I'm going to tell you a quick story about being an entrepreneur and putting things to your advantage. I was in charge of sales and marketing for another company about a dozen years ago or so, and at that time, we had just launched the business, and we wanted to get some feedback. We had a roundtable discussion with some distributors, And the business was new, and we were really looking for honest feedback as to whether the materials and the products and the compensation plan, whether everything we put together had been successful. And so we gathered up some people who had been somewhat successful and not yet successful in their business. And as we did the presentation, did the feedback on and discussion, there was one guy who was a chiropractor who was sitting right to my right who kept on interrupting. And he was like the teacher's pet. He was the A student. He was the one who kept on saying, yes, this is great, and here's what I do. Yes, this is fantastic, and here's how it works. Yes, 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 I can do it, you can do it. And finally, this one woman got really fed up, and you could tell that she was not having any success or very limited success. And she said, well, of course you're having success. This is a nutrition product. You're a chiropractor. You know, people trust you. You have a huge unfair advantage against me. You have influence and time and money and people coming to you. You know, of course you're going to be successful. And of course I can't be that successful. And his answer, I was going to say something, and he answered, and his answer was perfect. He said, if you think chiropractors are going to be so successful in this business, then go sign up some chiropractors. So if you have some unfair disadvantages that you feel, or you see that other people have more money or more time or more contacts or things that you feel would be a good thing to have, then go focus on those people, because if your belief level is, gosh, I want people who have lots of contacts, then go find people with lots of contacts and you can have success. So raise your belief level in yourself as an entrepreneur. Surround yourself with good people, surround yourself with good information about being an entrepreneur, and you have a much better success rate. So check your belief level. What is your belief level on a scale of 1 to 10? Write it down. What is your belief level on a scale of 1 to 10 about yourself as an entrepreneur? Because you started a business, if your belief level is low, it's going to be hard to be successful. If your belief level is high, it's going to be much easier to be successful. Now, the next thing is network marketing. And what I'd like to do is bring Ian Farrar on to talk about this, because he's come up with a unique solution, a third-party resource of how he presents network marketing to increase people's belief level, because, like it or not, some people don't have a high belief level in network marketing, and that's understood. So let's talk about how to solve that. Ian, come up with a great solution. Why don't you, if you could, share about your solution and what the results have been when people use this this tool.
Okay, great. Thank you, David. Yeah, this is about 14 years ago, my upline in another company shared a DVD. It was actually a videotape at the time because the DVDs weren't out yet. It was called Brilliant Compensation, and this DVD is generic. Back then it was about an hour and a half, which was too long. Now it's about 30 minutes, which pretty much explains the whole concept of network marketing and the leverage that it offers you by building an organization. This DVD really turned my business into a large organization, because I started giving people the DVDs. They started sharing it with their people. And
why
what
did
it does,
they trust the guy?
It really explains that it's the inner game. Once you're programmed how this business really works and how simple it is, whether someone's a president and CEO of a company, a big lawyer, it doesn't make a difference. When they understand the system and the leverage that this offers, they'll never think about making money the same again. So, of course, we have awesome products with Perium. We have a great website. We have a great gift card marketing system. But if someone is conditioned to make money in society the way people are, whether you go to school, you get good grades, you go to college, and you get a job, you're not really programmed to be an entrepreneur. And Tim Sales, who facilitates this DVD, I mean, the guy was an underwater bombs expert with the Navy SEALs. He came out of the Navy with no experience in network marketing, and he pretty much became hugely successful. He developed this DVD because he wanted to give people the same opportunity. So this explains the concept of leverage, and this is a business of duplication and leverage. So when you watch this 30-minute DVD, it opens up your prospect's mind to the potential. It's the inner game where network marketing is won. You have to have awesome products. You have to have timing. You have to have all the things that David Litt and David Sandoval have made available for us. But it's the individual. It's the inner game. I mean, I'm actually reading a book that I read 17 years ago called The Greatest Networker in the World by John Milton Fogg. It's a fable, and it's about this guy who was pretty much failing in network marketing because it was inner programming. So with this DVD, it totally opens up someone's mind. Wow, I could do this. This is how it works. And then you plug in Perium. It's like this has been working wonderfully with every new person that I've been bringing on board. Every new person across the country, if I have them in stock, I actually have to reorder more DVDs. I send this DVD in the mail. Some of you on the phone tonight have gotten that DVD, and it's a refresher, and it's in a new version, which is 30 minutes. People watch the DVD. They totally get the concept. And then they share the DVD with other people, whether you're currently in network marketing, have had experience in the past, or someone totally new that's looking for a new direction in their life. This is what this DVD has to offer. It totally reprograms your inner success, and that's where this really begins.
You
it's your inner success.
And what are you seeing? If you had to guess some of the people's belief level who are new to network marketing on a scale of 1 to 10 before and after they watch the DVD?
Oh, it's like a 9. And the thing is, the 10 is just getting into action, getting on the phone. I mean, I have people on the phone tonight that are making that 20 to 30 phone calls a day. If you really want to make this business successful, it's how many people you're going to talk to, how many people you're going to get in front of, how many people you're going to get on the phone. So when they watch this DVD, it explains the concept of leverage. And the way they used to make money or the way they're currently make money is antiquated. I mean, I'm not saying quit your job, but it's just belief level and what we have to offer. Network marketing is a profession. You know, most people have all these misconceptions, whereas the DVD totally neutralizes all those. You could give this DVD to an MBA from Harvard, and he'll be like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, thanks for sharing that, Ian, and I just watched it again here this past weekend on my plane flight home. So it's a very powerful tool, you know, and whether you use it or don't, I think the thing that's important is that the eye-opening thing is the concept of leverage, and the way that it was explained in Brilliant Compensation so brilliantly is that the only way that you really have leverage is when you have other people working with you, and everybody has the same opportunity to succeed. And that's the difference between a traditional corporate situation. That's even the different situation than like a broker in real estate and the real estate broker, him or herself, is that the broker has the opportunity to get more real estate agents, but the real estate agent can only sell the product. And so network marketing is unique in allowing you immediately and any single person who joins to have the same leverage, the same opportunity. So it's a meritocracy. It's based upon how hard you work and how productive you are. And so, Ian, thanks for sharing that DVD with me. Thanks for sharing your story and all the success that you're having with your team. So, you know, there's lots of great resources for building up your belief level in network marketing, and some of them are on the phone. So, you know, people like Ian and other folks who have been successful, and myself, you know, if you're not sure about whether network marketing can succeed, watch a DVD, read a book, or talk to somebody like us. So, you know, the next thing is products. And what I want to focus on is much or more than the product of love is the mission of the Real Food Revolution. And I want to share with you, as I said, facts and information, third-party information, can help to build your belief. So I grabbed a few facts that I think you may find interesting that can build your belief in the idea that the world of drive-through pre-packed irradiated food, our standard American diet, is pretty sad and getting worse. Let me give you a couple of facts. Number one is the United States ranks 38th in longevity behind countries such as Cuba, Chile, Costa Rica, and Greece. So if you live in Cuba, chances are you'll live longer than you will in the United States. And it's not because of the quality of life or the air. I guarantee you that. Our corn sweetener, we consume right now 75 pounds more of corn syrup per person than we did 50 years ago. 75 pounds of corn sweetener per year per person. our U.S. food, fast food consumption. In 1970, in the United States, Americans spent $6 billion on fast food. In 2010, we spent $170 billion on fast food. From $6 billion to $170 billion. We now eat about 200 pounds of meat per person, and you've seen the articles about arsenic in chicken, antibiotics and hormones in ground beef. One of the most disturbing statistics I saw recently is that more than 20% of girls now begin puberty at age 7. Not age 14, not age 13, not age 12, age 7. 20% of all girls begin puberty. Why? Because of all the hormones in our meat, all the hormones in our dairy. The nutrient content of fruits and vegetables have declined more than 50% according to the USDA. I can go on and on about all the problems we have in our food. And it's even the American Heart Association says that 80% of all heart disease is preventable with proper diet, including supplementation and including vegetables and fruits and all the things that we recommend. 80% of all heart disease. The American Cancer Society says 60% of all cancers are due to preventable causes like being overweight, poor diet. 90% of all diabetes, according to the Archives of Internal Medicine, 90% of all diabetes is curable with proper diet and nutrition and exercise. So, you know, all of the health problems that we have in our society, the number one, two, three, four killers, they're all self-inflicted wounds. So, you know, from a belief level on the product side, I mean, you just have to look at the Love label, understand the numbers, 210 calories, $2.50, you know, 20 grams of protein, 9 grams of fiber, the antioxidants of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, 37 all-natural, gluten-free, organic ingredients, no dairy, no soy. Yeah, we can go on and on, no artificial color, flavor, sweeteners. There's no question that we are on the right path and the market is moving toward us. So I hope your belief level in the products are high. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason why people shouldn't be using this product, which leads us into the last piece of the puzzle, which is the business. And I'm hoping that your belief level on the business is high. Give me a couple of facts and figures. Here you go. 40 million Americans are on food stamps right now. 52 million Americans don't have health insurance right now. The average length of employment 10 years ago was 5 weeks. Now it's 35 weeks, 7 times as long. Approximately 25% of all people are upside down, either on their house or their total net worth. There were 1 million homes repossessed last year. I could go on and on. Most people, what's happening is they've got a flat tire, and they're just turning up the radio. They're not getting out to look at their financial situation. They've got their fingers in their ears saying, yeah, everything's fine. Well, guess what? If you show them a way to do something so simple as hand out a gift card and sample products, partner with the manufacturer, the return on investment is crazy. The amount of risk is so low, we have got a simple, fun business opportunity in which we can absolutely help the majority of Americans. So my belief level on myself as an entrepreneur, my belief level on network marketing, my belief level on these products, my belief level on this business opportunity, they're all sky high, and that's why I love to be on the phone, that's why I love to be in front of people talking about Purium, is because we have a very, very exciting situation. Everything's in place, nobody knows about us, and it's a level playing field. So you can do with this what you'd like, but anyone can do this business and anyone can be successful, and it's just a matter of what your belief level is and what actions you're willing to take over the next 30, 60, 90 days that will really determine how big of the pie, you know, how much your business grows, you know. So, Dave, I know you were on. I don't know if you still are, but I'm sure you're probably chomping at the bit hearing all this motivational and interesting information. And I'm sure you've got two or three important insights you want to share. If you're still on the line, jump on and why don't you wrap up the call.
Well, certainly, you know, Ian, great job, David, as usual, and you know, I just checked, and we have a real large group with us tonight. This is something that's real serious, and all I could say is that we could look back at this point in history. I want you to imagine, you know, 100 years from now, to that we're going to look back at this point in history, and we're going to look back at the time between 1950 and 2015, 2025, those 75 years, as the generations that destroyed themselves and their health through eating. Because no time in history, 40,000 years history of eating food, and only in the last 75 years, 50 to 75 years, have we introduced these chemicals, irradiated ingredients, homogenized ingredients, pasteurized ingredients, and now genetically modified ingredients, foods that have been denatured, that have, you have white rice, white flour, white sugar, white salt. They were not white in nature. They've been denatured, and everything valuable on them has been stripped. It gets worse than that. We've then added artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, artificial flavorings that are more, again, I'm going to say this with perfect scientific backing, that are more addictive than most of the drugs that are illegal today. We actually have destroyed what we once called food, and in doing so, we've destroyed what we once called freedom and health, because we do not have our freedom from health, or freedom from disease, excuse me, and we do not have our health. And so we have to. This is just like those who stood up against every major injustice in this country's history. We are destroying our children. And if there was a drug dealer on the corner selling drugs to our children, we would put them out of business, and there are. And it's legal. And we can't put them out of business legally, but we could put them out of business by stopping to feed them and not allowing them to pretend to feed us. So Purium is not just a company, it's a movement. They're not just products. They are survival. And in another word, I believe that in the naturopathic philosophy, when you give the body what it needs, the body will give you what you want. And that's just our philosophy. So that's it for me, David.
Yeah, no, good stuff, important stuff, and thanks for putting it all into perspective. So, you know, you're on the line tonight. You're in the right place at the right time. You've got all the information. Everyone's got 24 hours in a day. Everyone has the opportunity to hand out gift cards. And I just encourage you to check your belief level on all four of the things that we discussed and understand you're only as strong as your weakest link. And if your belief level on network marketing is low, find somebody who can help you raise it. Find some information that can help you raise it. If your belief level on the product is low, same thing. You know, just find the information you need to move yourself forward, because once you start moving forward, it's actually the action that creates more belief, that creates the momentum, that creates everything you need to be successful. So thanks so much for joining us. You took an important step being on the line tonight, and thanks for all you've been doing. I mean, we've got some great stuff happening. The business is exploding. Our sales are more right now than they were, you know, last month, and we still got 10 days left in the month. So, I mean, this company is in great shape. It's really just a matter of what you want to do with it. So looking forward to working with each and every one of you. Have a great week, Thursday, two nights from tonight. Dave and I will be on the line talking about what we just discussed, our business opportunity, our products, our system, and everything that makes this company so great. So if you got some people that are prospects that have shown some interest but shown some doubt, I guarantee you Dave and I will increase their belief level on what Purium could mean for them. So,
and I'd like to see everybody on the call tonight get one other person on the call. Let's double our numbers between Tuesday and Thursday, and that's how we're going to grow this business. Get people on the phone. We need to keep creating the culture of being on these calls, creating a culture of repeating this mantra, because it's only in that way that people are going to have to hear something eight times before they will really believe it. And we have to start creating those imprints, because they're positive imprints, and they're going to lead people. They're like signposts leading people in the right direction. So thanks again, everybody. Thanks, David, Ian, and everybody who's on tonight. Let's double our numbers this Thursday. That should be our challenge.
Nice. Good stuff. Good night, everybody. Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks, Ian. Bye now.
Welcome. Good night.